gay country singer cancel headliner show as questions are raised about his performance.
Live random thoughts every Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays between 6:30 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Time subject to changes.
Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here. PoliticalBombStool.com, RayDog.com. Take number two because apparently American, let's see what's the name of this. American Newswire decided to play ads while I was trying to do my show earlier. And so I forgot I had my pop-up, my ad blocker off, so I put it on just to make sure. So, but now I'm going to be on the lookout for it. If they try to do that, I'm going to quickly cancel the desktop audio so it does not come through. I like the desktop audio because sometimes I like to play clips. And yeah, it's the first time that this has happened. I probably didn't have my ad blocker off before. But nonetheless, let's get into this story as to why this country singer, by the way, don't forget, tonight is Monday, and we are going to try to keep a schedule Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, as you can see in the right-hand corner there. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we will stream this show live. I am aiming for between 6:30 and 7 at the latest, 7:30 at the very, very latest. So look out for that Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Don't forget to visit PoliticalBombShow.com, RayDog.com, to also show your support that way. So let's talk about the gay country singer who cancels a headliner at hometown show after questions raised about his performance. Let's see what this is all about. So the gay country singer Adam Mack, and I don't listen to country music, so I don't know, I've never heard of him, never listened to his stuff. But he's a self-described musical, mystical, spiritual guide through the wild world homosexuality announced Thursday on social media that he will not be headlining at his Kentucky hometown's annual Logan County Tobacco and Heritage Festival on October 14, 2023, after Russellville residents voiced their concerns and threatened to protest the event. I'm not going to talk about it. I guess he has a video that topped the charts, but why am I going to promote CMTs when they don't promote good songs like Try That in a Small Town? So I won't even talk about it. Now let's see if we can play his audio, and I'm going to keep my hand near the desktop audio in case they try to drown me out with ads again. I'll block it.
Hi, good morning. This is not the video that I thought that I would be making today, but here we are. The last 24 hours have been a bit of a whirlwind. Hello, bags under my eyes, because what is sleeping? As some of you may know, the Chamber of Commerce for Russellville, Kentucky, where I'm from, announced earlier this week that I would be headlining the annual tobacco festival. And I got a call yesterday from someone who works on the board, who has been so sweet, who organized getting me booked for the event and was so excited to have me come down. And she explained to me that there were some board members and some people in town who had questions about what kind of performance I would be putting on at the tobacco festival.
Why?
And wanted to ensure that I would not be promoting homosexuality or sexuality in a family-friendly environment.
Well,
I don't
there
really
you
know
go.
What they expected I was going to do. Other than just come and put on a hell of a show like we do. It was
okay, that's enough. Basically, he's gonna go on to say that he's going to go on to say that he canceled. So, yes, that's enough of that. And I don't agree. I agree that they shouldn't even invited him in the first place. If they had concerns that his performances might not be family friendly, why invite the man? That would be my only thing. Don't invite, if you even think that a performer that you're inviting somewhere is into a family friendly show is not going to be family friendly, why invite the man in the first place? So he decided to cancel. He didn't tell him to cancel, but he thought the better of it. He didn't want protesters and such. But I think that this is horrible, because don't invite him there without knowing firsthand, okay, do you think he's going to be family friendly, or there's a little three-letter word called vet. You should have vet him first to make sure that it would be okay, and then go ahead and invite him. But to invite him, then you get people that's protesting and angry because they don't know what kind of performance he's going to come with. I mean, he has a video here. I'm not going to watch it. The video of his claim to fame, so to speak. I'm not going to watch it here. But anyway, someone said that they went, he says that he continues by saying, I went back and forth all night long about what the right thing was to do. And because he says a part of him feels like it would be letting down the people who need to see me most there in that space, and the people who just were so excited for me to come home and put on a show. It feels like I'm letting those people down, he explained. It also feels like if I don't do the show, I'm caving and letting those people win, which also, if you know me, it is not something that I like to do. It is hard for me to say this, he said, but I think the best move forward is to cancel the show and let them book someone else who will not be as controversial. I guess I'm really sad about it. I'm working to try and fix or find another way to do something else to make it right. I really, really wanted to be there. The disappointing call came from the executive director of the county's Chamber of Commerce, according to WHAS 11. And they're quoting from the interview from the executive director, saying, I am a parent of a four-year-old, Steen Bergen said Thursday on a Friday radio interview. Any performance, any movie, any kind of entertainment I'm going to put in front of my child, I'm going to question it if it's appropriate for their age. Again, you should have questioned that before. I don't know if you're the one who invited him, but whoever invited him should have did all that questioning and answer before they invited him. I mean, that would have made sense to me. But I mean, hey, what do I know? What do I know? I don't know. Then you have someone, what's her name here? Kill Shot Kitty X'd or tweeted. It's so hypocritical too. A family friendly event at a tobacco festival? That does make sense too. That does make sense. But then again, I mean, it's not at the same level. It's not the same level. You're trying to compare tobaccos and, you know, sexual, explicit shows, which we don't know. I don't know what kind of show. If anyone has ever watched or they're a fan of his and they've ever watched him perform, are his shows explicit, or is it just like any other artists out there? I'm just curious. Just leave a comment below. Someone else here tweeted, Don 1-555-16330. Tobacco is wholesome, and they want to encourage good family values in association with cancer-causing products. Okay, I get it. I get it. But no one else really care what you had to say there. They gave you two likes. You're trying to compare, as they say, apples and oranges. It has nothing to do with the tobacco itself. But I mean, everyone have their opinion. What's your opinion? Do you think that they should have canceled the show? I mean, well, they didn't cancel the show. That's the other thing. These people that are tweeting or Xing, whatever you want to call it, they didn't force him to cancel. He thought the better of it and canceled on his own. All they wanted to know was what kind of performance he was going to do. So he could have simply told them what kind of a performance he was going to do, and they could have determined or not whether it's family friendly or not. But he didn't even do that. He just decided that, you know, I'm just not gonna bother with this. I don't want to go through with the protesters, just let them win. I'll try something else or whatever. So I mean, I just feel that if I'm the executive producer of a show and I'm inviting talent and it's a family friendly show, I am going to do some vetting to make sure that they are family friendly. That's what the internet is for. You're going to do a show on whoever, pick your choice. You Google them, you look them up, you look up their videos, you read some of their comments, their tweets, or Facebook, whatever, and then you make a determination, okay, this person seems like they are too outlandish, we're not going to invite them. Do all the vetting beforehand. That's my only thing. So, yeah, it's a bad look. A bad look on them. And I don't like protesters who are protesting seemingly for no reason at all, because the guy is homosexual, and people who are strongly against the homosexuality just assume that this is what his show is going to be about, and they don't want that. And it's the same. I don't like people assuming things to begin with, whether it be against conservative, the right, the left. Don't assume. I mean, so, you know what happens when you make assumptions. So I would say, do your research and make sure that the talent that you're inviting to the show is family friendly if you're doing a family friendly show. And that's all I would say to that. So anyway, leave a like, share, and subscribe. God's willing, tonight I will stream live. Tonight is Monday. I will try to start between 6:30 and 7 p.m. at the latest. We'll see how the day goes. 7:30 p.m. at the absolute latest. So Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to visit politicalbombshow.com. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you tonight, hopefully. Here we come.